Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Commissioner Hogan?
Wait.
Rule of procedure, the mayor is the presiding officer of the plan commission, unlike serving as the presiding officer of the common council under state law, where the mayor can only vote to break a tie. As the presiding officer of the plan commission, the mayor as chairman can vote to affect the result, make a tie, or change the result.
And this requires for affirmative.
Every plan commission action, 99.9% require four affirmative votes.
Mr. Fuchs.
Commissioner Hogan?
No.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
Commissioner Morrow?
Aye.
Commissioner Fowler?
Aye.
Mayor votes aye. So the motion carries, 4 ayes, 1 no, 1 absent, no abstentions. Move on to the special use. Joel, you want to run through the ordinance?
Yep, that probably would be the easiest. If everybody wanted to follow along, we could just go through the ordinance. And then the applicant should...
should be the last one. Looks like this. Dave?
No, thank you. Oh, this one we got.
Yep, sorry.
You got it?
I got it.
Yes.
So the conditions are listed on pages 2, 3, and 4. On page 2 are standard conditions. I would say we could skip those and go all the way to condition number 4 on page 3. So that first condition is a recommendation that the applicant revise the site plan to include details about those park and dog park and playground, or conversely, they could just submit that information later, and we're asking that they be allowed to do that as a minor site plan amendment instead of a special use amendment.
Okay, relative to item 4, my way of looking at this is, what detail do you want?
So for now, because it's a special use includes a site plan, so we're just looking for what are the details, so that whatever they give us, as long as it's a playground and a dog park, we'll be okay with it. We just don't want to know what those details are, and they build it per plan.
If you'd like, the applicant does agree with the majority of the conditions in the staff comments. Don't know if it would be more efficient to
do the ones you don't agree with. All right, let's do it that way. Mike, come to the table. So.
Thank you. The comment was just the applicant agrees with majority of the comments, and it may be more time efficient just to discuss the ones that we'd like to discuss tonight.
So, for the record, Mr. King from Zilver.
Yes.
Our first comment, which is really very minor, is in the very actually first paragraph where the project is described. Our only minor comment is we would request that the exact square footage of the recreation building be removed from the resolution. That is the one aspect of the plan that potentially could change slightly, and we would request that the exact number not be listed. We will have a recreation building, patio, swimming pool, park, playground, etc., but we request that that specific number be deleted.
Okay.
May I have a question, please?
Commissioner Fowler.
So if changing the square footage will not change its location in the site plan and will not impact any of the setbacks or the wetland setbacks?
Correct.
Nick, could you go to the overhead site plan? The PowerPoint you have there?
Yes. I believe one more. Yes, there you go. This, I think, is probably the best view for our discussion here. The proposed recreation building is right here. The location will stay exactly the same. It will remain in an L shape as currently stated. We just, if the number changes, you know, even by a few square feet, you know, we feel that it's not appropriate because we haven't officially nailed that number down to put a specific number in here. But the location and all other aspects of the project will remain the same.
All right, with your permission, I'm going to not delete it, but put approximate. Is that okay? That'll make it easier on the minutes.
Thank you. The second item we'd like to talk about is item 7, which reads that the applicant shall revise the lighting plan to provide pedestrian-scale decorative lighting at the recreational building, playground, and dog park areas. This is an item that the Alderwoman Wilhelm brought up in her testimony. One item that was clear from meeting with the neighbors was the concern about potential light pollution. We designed the lighting for the project to meet all city codes and to ensure the safety and security of all our residents and their guests and visitors. But in consideration for the neighbors, as Alderwoman Wilhelm stated, we would request that the additional lighting requirement be removed for as a condition.
They'll say yes or no. So
okay. The next one is item number 9. The applicant shall prepare a mitigation plan that includes restoration and or enhancements to the existing wetlands on site for review and approval by the Department of City Development. There are currently 4 wetlands on site. One runs on the northeast corner adjacent to the motel and restaurant site. One is in this corner of the site. One is in this corner of the site. And then, as mentioned, there's one right in the middle along 27th Street, which unfortunately runs exactly where the DOT is requiring the public road to go. And that's the reason that we are filling that wetland as a requirement of the DOT and roadway placement.
Mr. Deedle, what is the nature of this requirement? Where did it come from?
So, again, there's a new ordinance that was adopted last year that allows...
This is mitigation for the road?
Yep, for the loss of the wetlands, setbacks, and buffers. The wetland, and so our thought was... there was some early discussion about the location and type of road here. Staff was comfortable having this be a private road, potentially a smaller road, potentially with less impacts. Alternatives analysis required would consider that. And then we'd say it was the applicant's choice for the public road, potentially a bigger road, potentially bigger impacts, therefore mitigation.
But you're suggesting mitigation prior to the council decision.
It'll be our recommendation to them.
So it would be appropriate to remove it here because it'll be applied later by the common council.
Either way would work.
Okay. Did you get that?
I did.
Do you have a question?
I do.
Commissioner Fowler.
Would the applicant be accept mitigation in the form of perhaps a prairie planting or some other type of natural planting on the site? I know there are several locations, particularly around some of the stormwater ponds or in the southwest corner, where you could put in a native prairie of large enough size to offset the loss of the wetland.
You know, let me clarify our comment on this. We are proposing that, you know, a mitigation formal plan, you know, as not required by code, not be included as a condition. In addition, we would request that this wetland on the northeast corner near the Little Cancun and motel site not be impacted for 2 reasons. One being it's right now used as drainage, and we don't want to impact that. And in addition, eventually we plan to have a cross-access easement to that site when it gets redeveloped. And as such, we don't want to impact that wetland today. We are, however, willing to commit, as it relates to these two wetlands along 31st Street, that we will enhance the current quality of those wetlands through plant introduction. And we're willing to have a condition that states something along those lines. We're just requesting that the wetland up here not be a part of that, and that there not be a formal mitigation plan, just a condition for that improvement through plant introduction.
Okay, here's my suggestion.
Okay.
Between the word existing and wetlands, insert the word westerly. Does that work? Second line.
My only concern here, I'm sorry. My only concern is, you know, we've had commitments that were not written from developers before that have not been, they just haven't met those standards, though they have promised at sitting at that table. What I would like to see is something that gets some commitment or assurance for myself, and I don't know if the other commissioners feel the same way, that perhaps in the buffer zone, when you're talking about plantings to enhance the wetlands, I'm all in favor. I think that's a great idea. But I'd like to see something that says, you know, that you propose or you are going to do, maybe not give you a time limit, but just that it gets, or give you a time limit of many years, but that it get done at some point in time in the future so we can come back and say, this isn't done and why isn't it done? Yeah. So if you'd be willing to talk about maybe enhancing plants in the buffer or something else, I would be much more encouraged.
We are amenable to that. Like I said, our comment is, you know, really the objection to, you know, what we don't really know the scope of where it says mitigation plan, you know, which could entail, you know, lots and lots of study and documents and whatever.
Absolutely. It's very vague. And I do contracts and I work as a consultant and we hate vagary. But sometimes it works for us. Most times it doesn't. So I understand. I think if we could agree on maybe in the wetland setbacks and the two wetlands you indicated, I would be very happy.
We are willing to do so.
Thank you. Sorry, Mayor.
Why? You're doing your job.
Oh.
but then I wouldn't talk about Western. Yeah. All right. Okay.
No, you would.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Kent. Mr. City Attorney.
Perhaps a simple addition in the conjunction with the mayor adding the word westerly in front of wetlands will be number 9 stays the same, except also add applicant shall prepare a, quote, simple form, close quote, mitigation plan.
I like the nods in the back of the room. Okay, Mike. Sure.
Sure. Okay, great. Next is number 10, which states the applicant shall revise the conservation easement to include protection of the wetland and 30-foot wetland buffer for all three remaining wetland areas on site. Our comment here is going to be very similar to the previous one. We are in agreement with doing so for the two westerly wetlands. However, for the same reason as before, we would not recommend that at least a portion of the northeasterly wetland be currently placed into a conservation easement, the reason being that it would impact future redevelopment of this parcel. To step back just a minute, as Alderman Wilhelm mentioned, we are under contract in addition to this parcel, which is the one we're discussing all these applications on today. We're under contract to purchase this parcel on the corner of 27th and Minnesota, which currently contains the Park Motel and in front along 27th Street, the Little Cancun restaurant. The Little Cancun restaurant is going to remain. It has an existing lease that runs potentially 6 more years if they choose to exercise their options. And we would be raising or demolishing the Park Motel and marketing that for future commercial redevelopment. As part of that, this parcel, which is currently under the city's 2-acre minimum, roughly in line with, you know, the current western boundary, we plan to extend this parcel down to the public road, make that a 2-acre legal parcel, and through a cross-access easement, provide access to that parcel from the public road. So to accomplish that, that would be an issue if that part of the wetland became part of the conservation easement currently. We are amenable to the western portion of that wetland being placed in a conservation easement if the commission would like, or if it makes sense to, you know, to leave that entire wetland out for now. You know, we'll leave that up to the commission's discretion. But these two on the western side, we are open to the comment as stated. It's just that third wetland that we are suggesting be changed.
City Attorney.
At the end of that first sentence where it says all three remaining wetland areas on site, comma, with the northeasterly area conservation easement to include specific provisions to allow for the use of the area in furtherance of the development of the adjoining parcel and access thereto and drainage.
It's on tape.
Delete one of the ands there. Put a comma.
Commissioner Fowler.
And if we could add if the developer is agreeable, the same simple form mitigation. I've walked on that site, and I would defer to my colleagues, Kristen and Kevin Haley, but the wetland does seem to be a little bit of a degraded wetland, and I think that of all the wetlands, that one could use probably the most assistance with some enhancements. So once you're complete with your, I have no problem with you needing to have a road access there. But if you could then do the same simple form mitigation at some point, that one could use the most help. I think it would actually improve the quality of your property and maybe increase it. So if you'd be willing to do that, I would.
As long as it doesn't impact the current drainage
right.
function of that
Absolutely.
Wetland.
Absolutely.
It's your portion of the meeting, Mr. King. Next.
Next and last.
Oh, that's some good news.
Is condition number 11, which states the applicant shall revise the building elevations to incorporate at least two different building types, incorporating features as window treatments, colors, trim edging, et cetera, to distinguish the building types from one another for Department of City development review. I'll let Chris Gallagher here talk in a minute. He's with our architect, Epstein Ewan. We'll talk a little more on the design. But could you go forward a couple slides, Nick? They're great. This was designed to provide a view of the common building, leasing area, et cetera. But it also provides a good view of the buildings themselves in the background. We designed these to incorporate multiple materials, including brick, which is on the lower portion of the building, as well as, you know, being taken vertical in select areas. We have two types of fiber cement siding, which is the two different brown skin colors that you see.
I thought that was mahogany. That and that, right?
Yeah, correct. And on the unit buildings as well.
Right.
Significant amounts of glass, as well as the roof overhangs and the balconies, et cetera, which we believe provide significant architectural variation and interest. In addition, because of how the buildings are oriented on the site, the different elevations are visible from different locations, both along the roadway and throughout the site. So it already breaks up the visual appearance. We would probably agree more with this comment if we just had a straight road with three buildings on each side of it, in a linear fashion. But we believe that the consistency of these elevations actually enhance our contemporary and warm appearance and feel of this project. In the comprehensive plan, we looked pretty closely at the section where, it discusses high quality, and the definition of that as we were looking at this comment. And it states in there, quote, that the term high quality does not mean excessive regulation or control. For instance, repetition of architecture or use, when not in conflict with any of the other elements of the definition of high quality, is permissible. So based on that, along with the number of materials used and the orientation of those buildings on site, we'd request that not that comment and that condition be removed. I'll let Chris Gallagher add to that as well.
The only other thing I would add is what Mike was saying is the orientation of the buildings give you kind of a variance, a variety of views. Sometimes you're seeing the long part of the building, sometimes the short part of the building. There was a comment in there as well about the entries. The main entry is enhanced. The building, while a more contemporary style, has natural materials, and we chose to use a flat roof to reduce the impact of height and visual appearance on the building as well. But all in all, you have kind of a warm palette of materials, high quality, maintenance-free, as Mike mentioned, use brick, cementitious products, and high-quality materials. And it's residential in character by the balconies, the projection of bays, things that you'd see in a residential neighborhood, and that's our goal, to keep to a neighborhood scale.
Okay, thank you. My only comment is, this is all we're seeing now for apartments. So I think this might be the last one we'll approve that looks like that, because they all look like this. I mean, with all due respect, and there are differences, but it's all this modern stuff. So anyway, this condition is part of what we look to the planning staff just to look out for quality standards, that kind of thing. So it's up to the commission on that, and we'll vote on that. Anything else?
Yeah, that is the last condition that we wanted to discuss. Everything else in here we are amenable to, and we thank the planning staff for their diligence in reviewing the plans.
Director of Economic Development, Mr. Hertzberg.
I believe the alderwoman of the district would also like to add a condition attaching a special use approval to approval of a development agreement between the parties.
Okay.
I see the representatives nodding yes. No problem.
Okay. Anything else for staff on this? So, well, let me see if I can do this without confusing myself. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for multifamily residential development upon a property located at 7333 South 27th Street? With striking conditions number 7, change to condition 9, which will read, the applicant shall prepare a simple form mitigation plan that includes restoration and or enhancement to the existing westerly wetlands. Change in condition 10, as per the discussion of the city attorney earlier. And I'm going to say it, you guys do what you want, and deletion of condition 11. And addition of a condition stating that the
15.
Condition.
Adding
condition stating that the developer and the city shall enter into a development agreement prior to issuance of a building permit.
So move.
Second.
That deletes the architecture. Okay. Discussion of the motion? The mayor will vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Mr. Fuchs.
Commissioner Hogan?
No.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
Commissioner Morrow?
Aye.
Commissioner Fowler?
Aye.
Mayor Olson?
Mayor votes aye. Motion carries, 4 ayes, 1 no, 1 absent, no abstentions. Move on to the 3-lot certified survey map. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a 3-lot certified survey map, which includes the dedication of a future public road? I want to finish first. Being a part of lot 2 of certified survey map number 7905, located in the part of the southeast 1 quarter, northeast quarter, section 12, town 5, north, Range 21 East in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee County. We know it as 7333 South 27th Street. Mr. Dietl, before the motion.
This does include a condition that the applicant will probably have a concern with, which is that cross-access. I would note that the DOT also recommends a cross-access between these two parcels. As we're proposing as well, the access to the easement to be identified at this point in time on the CSM, the development of that access to be done at a later date when the property adjacent develops. But I believe that the applicant is saying they don't want anything at this time, possibly in the future when that area does redevelop, that we come back. I would raise a concern then as we stand today, that's a separate project that we would not have any leverage or any angle or means to require cross-access as it extends onto this property. We'd only be able to require cross-access on that future property. So I would recommend that if there is some flexibility here, that there still be a condition to such extent that whatever access needs to be on this property at that time can be required at that time. Because it may be separate ownerships at that point in the future, and then they might not see eye to eye.
So that's condition 7, page 2 of the CSM. The applicant shall provide a cross-access easement between lot 1 and the adjacent motel restaurant parcel and revise the CSM accordingly at the time when the adjacent parcel undergoes development. Mr. King.
Actually, the applicant is fine with that cross-access as stated in the current resolution. Now that the other condition, not placing that wetland in the conservation easement, which would cause an issue with that cross-access, we are perfectly acceptable of having that cross-access.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of motion, Mr. City Attorney.
I believe the planning manager had an additional condition with regard to a development agreement. He's nodding his head, yes.
Mr. Deal.
So there will be public infrastructure involved in this project, so we usually have a development agreement. It'd be better to state that earlier in case it takes a while. So I would recommend that we add one. It could be either to the CSM or to the special use, I suppose.
But we did it on the special use.
And the city attorney is saying it's better to be CSM.
Okay. With the inclusion of the same condition that I added to the special use to be added to the CSM. Is that part of your motion?
That's acceptable, yes.
Acceptable.
Any other discussion? All right. Mayor will vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion is 5 ayes, no noes, no, and 1 absent. Okay. Let me dig through the pile here. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, neighbors. Good to see you, Colleen. Are you still working? Let's move on to item C2, Taco Bell restaurant remodel and site work. Mr. Dietl.
Thank you. Public hearing, I believe, for this one.
Mr. Fuchs.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conducted a public hearing on Thursday, September 7, 2017 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Sundance, Inc., business owner of Taco Bell Restaurant, for an amendment to a special use permit for remodeling the existing Taco Bell restaurant. Applicants' proposals are as follows. Numerous facade changes, including reconfiguration of the store entrance, replacement of the roof, replacement of the windows, installation of a brick wainscot around the perimeter of the building, etc., replacement of signage and menu boards, site work, including replacement of lights and possible parking lot repairs, and interior remodeling upon property zone, plan development district number 16, located at 7141 South 76th Street.
Mr. Dietl, the highlights.
The public hearing covers almost all of it. I would only add that both the PDD originally required a landscape berm along 76th Street, as well as the original approval of the Taco Bell required a detailed landscaping plan for that berm. Much time has gone by. That landscaping, some of it has died, not been replaced. Some is in the process of dying. I believe some of those might be ash trees. So staff is, that's probably the only significant recommendation. Staff's recommending a landscape plan to